Hello, everyone. Three-syllable word. It is Sky Moon here. Today I'm going to be Sky Moon, not Dew Star, just because I like Sky Moon more. And today I will be talking about the basics of Warrior Cats. Things like clans, roles, prophecies. So many things that are wrong about this book. And a bonus thing that I'm not even sure I'm going to put in this episode. So, my first talking point is... I'm talking way too fast. Okay, my first talking point is clans. So, basically, in Warriors, there are... Okay, I'm basically going to act like I'm explaining this to my friend. And my friend is not here. There are... six clans, not including the Dark Forest. These clans are Thunder Clan, Shadow Clan, Wind Clan, River Clan, Sky Clan, and Star Clan. And so, sorry, I paused. I heard something out in the hallway. And so basically Thunder Clan is the main clan where all our antagonists are. I'll have a bigger episode on Thunder Clan. Shadow Clan is where Shadow Clan cats are. Shadow Clan cats, kind of like dark forest, like dark shadowy forests. Yeah. Thunder Clan, just kind of like light, bright forests. Wind Clan. Wind Clan is a side clan, so Shadow Clan and Sky Clan and River Clan. In Wind Clan, they are really fast, they don't like the woods, and they live on an open moor. And then there's River Clan, and River Clan swims. They're the only clan who swim. They live in, like, a marsh. Yeah. And their leader's kind of stuck up. Who else? Sky Clan. Sky Clan is kind of a lot like Thunder Clan. They're a clan that kind of gets discovered later on in the books. And they like light forests. They're a lot like Thunder Clan. Just Thunder Clan's much more stuck up. All the clans are stuck up except for Sky Clan, really. Star Clan. Star Clan is where all the dead cats go. They're very wise, and they give out prophecies. And, like, anyone who dies that's good goes to Star Clan. And I think I should mention Dark Forest, even though it's not really a clan. Dark Forest is where dead evil cats go, and they like to wreak havoc on the clans. Like Hawk Frost, Maple Shade, Tiger Star. I don't think Scourge went there, though, because he was a rogue. Don't know. Never see him. Oh, I wonder how long this has been going. Sorry. I'm tapping something. Dang, I can't tap it. Well, anyways. The next thing is I was going to talk about is the roles in the clans. And the roles are leader, deputy, warrior, apprentice, kit, queen, medcat, and medcat apprentice. So basically the leader is the leader of the clan. They have to work hard to get to this position. And being leader of the clan means you get star at the end of their name. So all Warrior Cats' names are two-part names. Like my name's Sky Moon and Dew Star. So Dew Star is a leader of a clan. Because she has star at the end of her name. Her warrior name was Dew Spot. And there's deputy. So deputies... Oh, I forgot to mention something about leaders. The leaders have literally 9 lives. If they die, they'll come back to life. And, next thing, deputies. Deputies are there if the leader loses all their 9 lives, the deputy becomes the new leader, and they get star at the end of their name. Next is warriors. Warriors are just your average cat. They train as an apprentice, and they grow up to serve for their clan, and they're like soldiers almost. And they have things at the end of their name, like some, like a descriptive word, like gray stripe. And so gray stripe has a darker gray patch down his back, and he's a gray cat. Fire Star. So Fire Star was leader, so he had star at the end of his name, but he used to be Fire Heart. Not sure he was Fire Heart, but he was just kind of a flame-colored cat. Next role, apprentice. Apprentices are like graduated kits. They're older than 6 moons old, and they are training to become a warrior. Pretty simple. Oh yeah, and they have paw at the end of their name. So like Dew Star was a Dew Paw. Sky Moon was Sky Paw. And there's kits. And kits are kittens, basically, once they are younger than 6 moons old. Moons are months. Forgot to mention that. They're older than 6 moons old. Or no, they're younger. Sorry, I'm getting confused. And they stay in the nursery with their moms. And they have Kit at the end of their name. So Dewstar was Dewkit when she was younger. Next thing, we have Medcat apprentices. So Medcat, I should probably go through Medcats first. Okay, Medcats. Medcats are not warriors. They don't kill anyone. They don't fight. They are cats that heal their clan after a battle. Like, say a cat were to step on a thorn, they would mix up some herbs and put it in their paw and tell them what to do to get it to heal. Or say a cat broke a bone, they could heal it. And so that's what a medcat is. And a medcat apprentice is someone who is training to be a medcat. I need a backrest. There's gonna be some background noise real quick. Okay, our next role is queen. Oh, I forgot to mention that there's elders too. Okay, our next role is queen. Queens are either cats who are pregnant or cats who are going to have babies. Queens are always girls. So you're a queen if you're the mother of a few kits. You're a queen if you're about to have kits. And our last one that I forgot to mention is elders. And elders are the old cats, like senior warriors, sometimes senior leaders. And they basically get to hang out doing nothing all day, telling stories to the young cats. Pretty nice. Our next thing is that I was going to talk about. No more English accents, Sky. That I was going to talk about are prophecies. So, like I mentioned earlier, StarClan cats give out prophecies. And, basically, some prophecies are like, okay, so there's this prophecy that happened in Crowfeather's trial, where the medicine cats always get the prophecies, or the leaders, or the main antagonists. So, in Crowfeather's trial, the med cat, Crystalflight, gets a prophecy, and so during this book, there are these white stoats that are attacking WindClan and ThunderClan from these tunnels, but mainly WindClan. And so basically, Crystalflight has this vision of this flood rising, and the flood comes out of the tunnels, and a breeze pushes it back, but then the flood engulfs the whole thing. And so they, like, the medcat goes to discuss it with the leader, and so, like, One Star was the leader at the time of WindClan, and so Crowfeather hears this, and Crowfeather thinks, he's all like, oh, so his son is Breezepelt, and he's all, oh, maybe Breezepelt's the breeze that pushes him back, but he's not strong enough without the rest of his clan. So this whole book is about, like, Breezepelt and Crowfeather earning back their trust to their clans. And so by doing this battle, they both earn their trust back, and I think they defeated the flood. And I think what it was saying was, if the clans don't work together and trust Breezepelt, they would never defeat the Stoats. I am interpreting this. I don't actually know what the prophecy meant. And so that's, like, prophecies. There's also, in the main first books, Firestar. He used to be Rusty. He was a kitty pet. He was another role. I forgot to mention a role. Kitty pet and rogues. Actually, those should be their own clans. I forgot to mention a clan. So kitty pets are cats that live with humans. Not good. Kitty pets are supposedly dumb. And rogues are either, and then rogues and loners, they're kind of the same group. Rogues, I think, are exiled cats, and loners are just cats that are, like, on their own. They don't want to be part of the clans. And, so anyways, Rusty, aka Firestar, was a kitty pet, and Blue Star, the leader of ThunderClan at the time, had this vision, or this prophecy from StarClan, that said fire alone will save our clan. And so, like, Blue Star went around looking for this fire-colored cat, and one day she's towards Two Leg Place, which is where humans live, and she sees Rusty, and Rusty's, like, this bright orange cat, and she's like, oh my god, he's, like, a flame-colored cat, maybe we should recruit him into our clan. And so that prophecy helps save the clan, and Firestar becomes a leader. The next thing I was going to talk about, am I talking too fast? I don't know. No one's here to tell me, so I'm gonna continue. So many things are wrong about this book. Like Leopard Star. When Leopard Star gets, like, pulled into Tiger Star and Scourge's trap, she becomes, like, this racist half-clan cat. It's almost like real-life events just turned into something that younger kids will enjoy, which is kind of freaky. And, like, trying to think of some examples in my mind. I'm drawing a blank right now. Ooh, 1 second. I can't think. Oh, yeah. Lion Tail's all. So there's a lot of racist, basically, in this book. Lion Tail's really racist to kitty pets, so he tries to attack Rusty. A bunch of different. All the clans are racist to all the other clans. Dark Forest is mean to anyone who's evil. Or not evil. Bramble Star is a horrible mate who, like, so basically Crowfeather had 3 mates. All of them were from a different clan except for Nightcloud, but he didn't like Nightcloud. Bramble Star is a horrible husband. Things like that. There's so many things wrong about this book. And my last thing that I kind of already went over is warrior cats, like, romance. Oh, I'm just reading from this page and I can't read it because I just got a bunch of sun in my eyes. Warrior cat books are like romance novels, but for younger kids, because, like, basically all of the cats, the main characters, fall in love with someone. Like, in the second, in the, from book 7 to 12, Crowfeather, aka Crowpaw, falls in love with Feathertail from a different clan, but then Feathertail dies and it breaks his heart. They're like romance books just for younger kids. So I think that kind of sums up the basics. I might do a basics part 2 if I remember anything else, and my voice is getting really dry. So bye, I hope you enjoyed my episode, and it might take me a second because I'm trying to tap on some things. Tap. Password. I need to do my password. Okay, I'm gonna stop it now. Oh, dang. I didn't realize it wasn't stopped. Okay, sorry about that.